In a COVID-19 response, the New York Stock Exchange today will sound very much like the computer-only NASDAQ market normally does. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. As an emergency measure starting today, the New York Stock Exchange's famous trading floor will be closed, with the humans running around in their signature smocks, for now replaced by the computers that had already accomplished much of the trading anyway, Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
The NYSE says it's run plenty of tests and that its markets are fully capable of operating electronically. But NYSE President Stacey Cunningham says the market will be missing something.
A computer doesn't apply judgment quite the way people do.
For instance, when human traders meet on the floor and agree on a fair closing price, Cunningham says those prices tend to be more stable. On their own, computers can cause prices to fluctuate.
You want to know that when you bought or sold something, the price doesn't rapidly change to a totally new value right afterwards.
Electronic trading isn't new. The NASDAQ is already a fully electronic exchange. But Justin Schack at Rosenblatt Securities says the NYSE's human traders have stepped in to stabilize markets when there have been software glitches or during a financial crisis.
In times of stress, it's very important to have human beings involved and actively engaged in the trading process.
And with market volatility reaching levels we haven't seen since 2008, Schack says, yes, this is a time when markets are stressed. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Around the 4th of July, when thoughts typically are on baseball or perhaps sitting by the lake, many will be doing their taxes this year because of all the dislocations caused by the virus. The IRS filing deadline has been moved to July 15th. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra has some important notes.
Here's how this will work. You can file your federal taxes anytime between now and July 15th. So if you're getting a tax refund, which more than 70% of Americans do, you can still file your taxes now and get your money. And the Treasury Secretary is actually encouraging that. But if you owe the government money, you'll have until mid-July to pay it. So the thinking here is that this will keep money in people's pockets for longer. A few caveats. This only applies to federal tax returns. So whether you still have to file your state and local taxes by April 15th depends on where you live. Also, the clinics where you can go to get your taxes done for free are closed now because social distancing. People who rely on those clinics are often eligible to use free online software to file instead, but not everyone is going to do that.
All right, Marielle, thank you. Republicans and Democrats are still trying to work out a massive new stimulus with so much of the economy on hold or canceled for now. The stock market is down. Dow and S&P futures reached down 2.5%. That's about 470 points down on the Dow future. The S&P is down 32% from its mid-February high. The benchmark 10-year U.S. interest rate down at 0.83%, representing money going into bonds. There's news that in Europe, the airplane manufacturer Airbus is partially reopening factories after a four-day shutdown after coronavirus health and safety checks. One of the labor unions says the move compromises the health of workers in their communities. The Securities and Exchange Commission is working from home, but it's still very much working, among other reasons. This time of pandemic is a fertile moment for insider trading. Let's consult Haima Marlier, a former senior trial counsel for the SEC and now a partner at the law firm Morrison & Forster. Thanks for joining us remotely.
Thank you for having me.
So, given the shock to the economy and so much in flux because of coronavirus, the big question is, how is COVID-19 affecting just about every business? And if someone had some special information, perhaps there may be an impulse for people to do insider trading?
Well, it seems that there could always be an impulse for certain bad actors to do insider trading. It's also important to understand that this environment is very challenging for companies with respect to insider trading for two reasons. First, so many employees are working remotely. Second, given the way that the virus is impacting business operations, many employees, and not just high-level directors and officers, have coronavirus-related material non-public information. So a hypothetical example could be inventory clerks working for a manufacturing company that noticed that an essential input to their company's key product that is normally delivered weekly has in fact not been delivered for weeks.
And what's your sense? I mean, the SEC was the first federal agency to tell its employees to work from home. If there's anyone out there who thinks, okay, they're not paying attention, you think that the SEC is indeed paying attention?
I think the recent trading suspensions, as well as statements from the SEC, there have been a few so far, show that the SEC is very much paying attention. The SEC has already suspended trading in the stock of two companies due to concerns about the accuracy of coronavirus-related information on the internet.
The concern is maybe companies pumping up their stocks by circulating unsupportable claims or people acting on the company's behalf doing so.
Sure. And it could even be, it could be that. It appears in the case of one of these trading suspensions that the SEC said that the inaccurate information it was concerned about appeared to come from third-party stock promoters.
Haima Marlier is a former senior trial counsel at the Securities and Exchange Commission, now a partner at the law firm Morrison & Foerster. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You may have heard last week two U.S. senators are denying they did anything improper when they sold a lot of stock early in the arc of the coronavirus epidemic. You may have heard my interview Friday with Rodney McMullen, the CEO of Kroger, the biggest supermarket chain. Now, he's hiring 10,000 people, but we also pressed him on Kroger's emergency paid sick leave policy that applies to verified COVID-19 cases. Well, the next day, Saturday, Kroger expanded that policy to cover 2 weeks paid leave for people who self-isolate with symptoms of maybe the virus. Employees still need a doctor's note or something. The economy is arguably changing more radically now than at any time since the Second World War. Subscribe to our daily newsletter as a guide. Sign up at marketplace.org/newsletters. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. We're from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.